We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Shin Samaches, on the bottom of our Yerush Lamadam and Aleph. We're talking about if after they made an Eir of the Eir of Gavurit. So Sif Gimel says, L'chaba, kamo hu shir Eir b'tchilase. Well, how much is the shir of the Eir of initially? Is man shame, so because we want to know what happens when it gets added on, or if it gets ruined. So b'zman shem shmoyin asai apachas, when there are 18 people or less, shi'uri kegregis cholechem, then the measurement is like a dried fig for every single person. It says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan. And we continue to talk about days. Yoyis mishmoyin asai, if there are more than 18 people, I feel him elef yoyis, even if there are 1,000 or more, shi'uri, the measurement is mazan shtei, so there's 2 meals worth of food. Shem Shmoyin Eser Gregoris, that's 18 dried figs. Shem Kishisha Beitzim, which is like around 6 eggs. Yeshem, some say Shem Kishmoyin Beitzim, it's like 8 eggs. It says Meshburus of Kat Yud, then Memyesel Chul, if they're more than 18, it maxes out at 18 Gregoris. Reslim, what it means, yes, the Shem Shmoyin Eser Gregoris, the measurement of 18 Gregoris, who share years ago, that's the largest measurement. Shashir Shtei Sudis, with the measurement of 2 meals. But she has in this measurement died for the elephant, it's not even for 1,000 people. Masha Katsub Dissity writes, Shiura Shtei Sudis, his measurement is 2 meals. It's limited. I mean, say is, Shiura Gumpkin Shtei Sudis, his measurement is also 2 meals, which the Dear Shul 11 brings. The reason for this, writes Tezi Yom Tov, is that 2 meals worth of food is a Shir Chashav, which that's Ikisud Shabbos, which are 2. Another reason, writes Labush, that you have to leave 2 meals worth is that you could acquire. One of them could acquire his dira for the 2 Sudha Shabbos of evening and morning, and he'll be considered like the Balabais. And others are living by him. And this shir is effective for an heir because Chacham did not want to be Matriach anymore. Sivkot Yud Aleph, which is this 2 meals worth of Shem Kishisha Beitzim, which are like 6 eggs, Hainu B'Klipasim, with their shells. Sivkot Yud Beitzim, V'yashem, some say Shem Kishmoyin the Beitzim, was like 8 eggs. But look at Chil and Nachan Lindigan, and initially, one should conduct themselves like this, the larger measurement. But yeah, but after the fact, I can shisha beitzim, it's enough, like 6 eggs worth. But the Sharatina Sirah brings it from the Shulchan Aruch Rav Nechaya. That sounds like in Biagra. So look in the Biagra that he writes, that the toy safe in the words of the Yeshayim. That's what the Bishayim writes, they don't seem to have tests. However, like Gitchil, it's appropriate to be noig, like the Yeshayim, that's written in our Girsa. The Bach writes a symptom of test that according to the Balitesis, 80 Gregoris is like 9 eggs. But regarding Eruv, you can be leaning 8 eggs, like over there, and that's what sounds like in the Chaya Adam.
Siv Dalad, Mismayt Mishayuri, if it gets minimized from its measurement, Achash and Nechnas Shabbos Rishayna, after already entered the first week, first Shabbos, when the Shtari by Avala Kosher and remains even a minute amount, Kosher Avlash Shabbos is even for the other Shabbos. Says the Mishpurus of Kot Yud Gimel, if it get minimized from Mishur, from its measurement, that's Kurigis L'chol Echad, either dried fig for every single person, or Shtei Sudas L'murubin, or when there's many people, 2 meals worth. Siv Kot Yud Dalad, Achash Nechnas, after already started the first Shabbos, because the Ilum Smite Koidim, Shekiddush L'Bayim, because if let's say it got minimized before Shabbos started, it would be like the initial offering of the Erev. Avash Kivar Nichol Hashem Erev, although it was already placed for the purpose of Erev, because it would previously be Rish HaSim in the beginning of the Simon. Siv Kot and Tezbav, so it remained even a minute amount. Kashrut can be kashrut, because like tzricha sheil betchil, you don't need to have the measurement only in the beginning. So be mishutupim advice regarding both these types of erevin. Sivkat dezayin, and therefore aflashar b'chulu, even for the other Shabbases. Because the Ilah Shabbos, whereas regarding this Shabbos kashrut, it's going to be valid for lo nishtar klal, even if nothing remains at all. Kimishoy erev kaim benish mashra, since the erev was around by twilight. Look at the Magen Ram that he writes, the din of the Nishtar Kashrut, this halacha that if it remains is going to be Kashrut, Rak Bezman HaShas, only times of the Gemara. Shayosna Ruv Chatzeris, which Shetuv Mevoyes Kolechov, and that's what they made independently, Shetuv Mevoyes and Erev Chatzeris. Mashenkin Ladidam, which is not the case for us, the Nagina Lasa Shetuv Erev Beyachel, where our custom is to make them both together as one, Mabur, Besim Shem Peizayin, like we'll see later on. Possible Shabbos Shni, it's disqualified by the second Shabbos, Imeim Beishir Erev, if it does not have a share of Erev. Those who disagree regarding this, definitely one has to be careful about kashir to add up until the measurement. But the Mechaber says it's kashir even for the other Shabbases. Now, although we hold Allah that we said in 2 Simanim ago, you don't make an erev with a broken piece. That's if it's broken piece at the time when it's placed there as an erev. Which is not the case of Hish, Nippus Achakach, which broke afterwards, less Lamba, for that we're not bothered, as the Sharat Sinai Sudal says, because the whole reason is only because of Ava, of hatred, of people are upset, less brutal over there, and that wouldn't apply after it's already placed. Says the Mishabu Makamak Mabi Yishmak Rana, those who are stringent Bishanifrit Kaid Minashmashas have been broke before twilight. Kimishesh Shahusa Dain Lanilkikar Achashon, since there's still time to put another whole loaf over there. Sifhei, in this Apish Pasa Erev, if the bread of the Erev got moldy, but Nifsa Malachal, and it became disqualified from eating, Hadeyu Kamayu Shakalagam, it's like it was totally depleted. But Sarah Lord Machadish, you have to make a new Erev. Hagosajam, Mabalche Nogu Lassas Erev Chalas Matzah, there, but the custom has become to make the Erev out of matzah bread. Shein Mimahes Lassapish, which is not quick to become moldy, as the call by the Besesim, it's a mission on Dal. Boy, more, but the Echayim Lashom, but May Pesach, then you could also keep it over the days of Pesach, the Echayim Lashmer Erev Kalashona, and then the Erev could stay the whole year. You don't have to do beer chametz on it by Pesach. That's Asma, that's the opinion of the Ramah himself. Now, this is better milarv kol Shabbos b'Shabbos than making erev every single week. Shloish kechum alav that they don't forget one week of making erev. Me, however, mreitzim larv kol erev Shabbos. But if they want to make erev every Shabbos, v'lechol erev kol Shabbos, I need to erev every Shabbos. Or just b'yodim, that is an option that they have. Finally, come on, look later on. Simishin tzadik dal. Says mishrus sibkot yudches. In this apish of chulu, if the bread of the erev became moldy, b'adin zimling is kishet liya, but alom kitanim shikarin milbin. These milbin, these small little worms. Got to it, say the Achrayim, that also it's Sifkot Yotes V'nissel Melech became inedible, Hainu Levz Kishin Esabesh Kula, if it totally became moldy, so therefore, then it's like it's totally, was depleted, and you have to make an Erev Sifkot Nchav Mechadish from new. Now, if he saw this on Shabbos, V'en Yedualai Mosin Esabesh, and he doesn't know when it became moldy, Im Koyin M'Shabbos, if M'Shabbos did happen before Shabbos, and therefore a problem, or happened on Shabbos, and therefore it's not. So, Talin Lekula, we suspend, and we say, Lin Leiv Armin, we say, the Mekarim Esabesh, it just got moldy recently. V'en Esmosh, it's like, that by twilight, it was edible, the Shartzin Yitzayin says, unless it was recognizable that it was ruined from before Shabbos, of course, then it would be a problem. Sivkon Chafalv, the Rama said that, to make an Erev out of matzah, to keep all year, Sivkon Chafalv, Toiv Yisav Chul is better than doing every single week. V'chorim Kasra, V'chorim, right, the Yisav Toiv L'Arv Kol Erev Shabbos is better to make Erev every single week. K'dayipam, at most times, matzah shal Erev miskalkelis on besapeshes mardechazman. The matzah of the Erev gets ruined, it gets moldy from being around so long. V'chorim matzah libol b'tloim, shakar milbim arich hazman. Also, the worms get to it. V'in ru lechil, it's not edible. How about Eikamay shakal silgamra ganal, and if it's like a totally depleted, like we mentioned. But someone wants to do the best option. Yarav mishalei b'chol erev Shabbos. He should make erev from his own every single Shabbos. But he's a keilu chalakol adiachen, and they give over the rights to it to the community through someone else. But zein chashash miskalkel erev Shabbos Knesset. Now there's no more concern if the erev is going to get ruined. That's in the shul. But leivar chashalei shouldn't make a bracha on his own. Kimin sheish erev Shabbos Knesset, because there is the annual erev that's in the shul. But shemu kosha, maybe it is valid. But bracha zein ma'akvaz, and the bracha itself is not essential. Sivkon chabez. But if they want to make every Shabbos of Alechel, every Kol Shabbos, and eat every Shabbos, okay, they could do that. Shem Nohoyel B'Savit B'Mitzah Chadah, meaning, why would they eat it? Because once one mitzvah was done with it, and make it every Shabbos B'Mitzah Chriti, another mitzvah should done with it, meaning the eating the Sudah Shabbos with it. B'Alocham, the V'maschel, Afla Shor Shabbosos, which he says, looking at Mishbur Sivkot Tezayim, which he referenced the B'Alocham here, what we wrote in the name of the Magen Avram, that says that this halacha of Nishtar, that's kosher, is only times of the Gemara, says it's not really the Magen Avram's own words, because the truth is, you see this in the words of Rabbi Yohannes, and this is in the Sugin, that Shittas Rashi and the Mishnah over there, and says this that I wrote that there are those who disagree. The opinion of the Torah, the Paskins and Shin Pei Zayin, that we rely on Shittas B'Makam Erev, and here Paskins like to read that Shiur is B'Choshu, obviously that he holds that in all cases it's kosher when it's Nishtar, that you can't say that it's Toma where there was Shittum advice, because if that would be the case, even if it doesn't remain from the Rebbe Chatzis at all, it's going to be kosher, because we rely on Shittas B'Makam Erev. That's the same opinion of the Rashba, that he quotes on specifically that Shiur B'choshu, and it doesn't differentiate when the Shita was around, and then also the Ozer HaGadol brings many Purushim, not like Rashi, according to that Purushim, it's not Mukhach, this Allah look at Machzah Shaka, that it resolves a little bit, look at the Zeru over there, it sounds like that its opinion is that it's its own independent teaching, and therefore it seemed that one could be lenient on regarding this in the pressing situation. That's as written, say B'shulchan HaTzei Shittim, look at Tchila B'shulchan, it's appropriate to be careful regarding this. That's also a reason that not to rely like a Tchila on an Erev that was Nismayit, because maybe afterwards it's going to increase the residence in that city, and then for sure you have to add in for them as written Shin Samach Vosef Tes. However, this test concludes another idea for this, that is every person should say at the bracha ulochomish yitoysab irazeh. He says that would help even when it's minimized from the measurement. He says on that point, many are already masig on what he's saying on that point. Some of the deer shoes, deer shoe number 12, we said that the 2 meals worth is around either 6 eggs or 8 eggs with the shell. The reason that you have to explain that the shear of the beitzim is with the shells, so Shabbos explains, because the Shulchan Aruch writes later on Tuf Pei Vav Sef Aleph that the shear of kezayis is a kachatzi, like a half an egg, and comes out that in 6 eggs there's 12 kezayis. And the Gemara Shabbos Tav Tzadik Aleph says regarding carrying out on Shabbos that a gregus is larger than a kezayis. If that's the case, how is it possible that in 6 eggs there's 18 gregus? So if he writes that the eggs are with their shells, that the shell adds on to the measurement of the egg, and with 6 eggs with their shells, then there's going to have a shear, it's going to be a measurement of 18 gregus. Dish number 13, so the Mishnah Berurah Ketchil, one should be noik, that's the share of 8 eggs with their shells. Now, according to B'chaim Noah, the share of a bay with eggs is 57.6 cc. And according to this, the share of 6 beitzim is 345.6 centimeters, which is 8 eggs is 460.8 smak. 9 eggs is 518.4 smak. According to the Chaznish, shear of bay with its shell is 99.5 centimeters. According to this, the shear of 6 eggs is 597 smak, which 8 eggs is 796 smak, and 9 eggs is 895.5 smak. There are other shitas, and we discussed this in Shulchan and Sif Gimel, the Pinim Mishnah Berurah Halacha regarding this. There's number 14. Chabad said in Sif Dalad that if the shear got minimized after Shabbos started, it remains even a kosher. It's going to be kosher. This is the right to the entire kosher. From the Pashat Lashon Paiskim would seem that the Kavanah is literally a kosher. Another Aruch HaShulchan writes that it's not logical that it's enough literally with a minute amount. Rather, it means to say that it remains a kezayis, and he adds some Yishalmi, it's meduik, that it needs to remain 2/3 of the Erev. Dish number 15. Meaning its shear is a gregus l'cholecha to every single person. Now, in the case that they made an Erev by everyone giving his portion, the Chaznish writes that it has to remain for the portion of each and every one a kosher. And he writes that when one is mezakeh to them all, it's enough what remains from the whole Erev a kosher. Dish number 17. We said the meaning is to make the Erev out of matzah. Now, the amount of matzah that's needed for the Erev, when you're coming to make an Erev with machine matzah, so in Sefer Shirin Shaltoi writes, based on the measurements of the Chazanish, that you have in a half machine matzah, kezayis of matzah. In Hagov there, it's written that after many years, there was a reason why they measured another time, and it was verified that the measurement is larger, and if it's appropriate to eat the first kezayis on Pesach, 2/3 of a matzah. According to this, the Sheva Kebei, according to the Chazanish, is l'chumra, a matzah, and a third of a matzah. Comes out that the shear of 6 eggs, according to the Chazanish, is 8 machine matzahs, and the shear of 9 eggs is 12 matzahs. According to Mishnah Berurah, it's half of this. I wouldn't say for Midis and Shirut Torah writes that he found, based on the precise measurements, that you need to have a larger shear. According to his words, a shear of 6 beitzim, according to the Chazanish, is around 10 machine matzahs. According to Mishnah Berurah, the shear would be around 5 machine matzahs. So you put a box of matzahs in the shul. There's number 18. To make an Erev with Mishim Matzahs on Pesach in a place where people who live over there are makbid not to eat those matzahs, because the Shulchan writes that it's not possible to mezakeh them these matzahs because for them it's actually a chayv, it's a liability. Another in the Sefer Chacham Asleib brings many achrayim for Erev Chatzeris, you don't have to have a monetary rights. And regarding Erev, it's enough for the kinyan that's designated for Suda Shabbos. According to their Shita, he writes that you can be mezakeh these matzahs even for someone that's makbid not to eat them because it's not a monetary kinyan and there is not over isabal yira. But look over there, there's mefakrik and that's for a different reason. So if there was someone that has the meaning not to eat chadash from the new grain chutzlarts before the second day of Pesach, Mishnah writes later on, Shin Pei Vav, that if he's noigling this all mitzad of chumra of astringency, then he's allowed to be ma'arab and shtatif with that. But if he's careful because of the sheet is a place in the hold that it's awesome and adin, he's not allowed to make an erev and make a sheet with it. Now, regarding making an erev and erev Pesach, the false on Shabbos, it's not possible to make an erev with chametz. Truth, Jev Misham, the Shabbin Rav, says that you can make an erev with matzah, even though it's awesome to eat matzah on erev Pesach, because it is fit for minors who don't understand CBT's and Sam, as Ramah Paskins and Tough Ayin Office of base. Dish number 19, if it got totally moldy, so it's like it's depleted. If the bread is dried out, but it's still fatigued, and Shubas Rashbi writes that you can rely on it both for Erev and for Shita. Dershum number 22, we said that, okay, since the mitzvah of Erev was done with it, so it should be eaten by the Shabbos meal, the time that it's appropriate to eat it, Rama writes, is that you should eat it by the Suda Shachris, but the Taz sounds like that you should use the bread of the Erev for Lecha Mishnah of the night and the day meal, and then you should actually break it by Suda Shlishis. Kavachayim brings from the Shar Kavanas that the Rizal was naig to break it on the nighttime Suda, on the Shutuf and Mavoyis bread, and the Shachris Suda on the bread of the Eruv Chatzeres.